It's a big concern, and it always happens at this time of the year. Unfortunately, we get that cold snap and we have snow, and there we seen last week a lot of black ice, and it is frustrating for people trying to get to their works, and particularly rurally. And we try to adjust the gritting program to suit as many people as possible, but it's not really possible to do every road. But we're looking, this is something that I keep raising over and over. I chair the Roads SPC. I've been asking for another review of the gritting program, which they haven't been one now for a couple of years, and look at something that I feel very strongly, that the rural schools in particular, within a certain distance off the main drag, should all be addressed on the gripping program. And whether we do that with the large lorries that does the national program, or else we look at maybe purchasing smaller wagons with smaller gritters on.
Because I'm sure, like, people would question why such an important thing, like a major health and safety issue, why funding can't be sought to, as you say, get extra gritters on the road and increase the amount of roads that are being treated.
Well, look at as the engineer here today explained, you know, there's only so much salt on a lorry, and when she does a route. And we've trashed this out in a number of areas where we try to stretch the road gritting program. Them lorries are actually empty when that whole route is done. The only way that I'm suggesting that this could happen is to purchase additional resources into this, and if we need to purchase trucks, we need to do that, like, you know, because we have to look at the health and safety of everybody trying to get to their work and trying to get to school.